This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continue inshallah with Madarij al-Salikin, the path seekers. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbi. Ameen. We talked last time about ittikhadh al-asbab wa haqq al-tawakkul, putting the effort and planning, and the truth about reliance of Allah, not tawakkul. And we talked about the stories of how to change ourselves and what it actually has the impact about yourself personally and your family, the community, and the ummah at large. And today, inshallah, we're going to talk about something. Some of the scholars says it's all about the deen. It's all about the reason of creation. It's all about us, which is al-ittisalu billah, the link to Allah, the attachment to Allah, to find Allah, and so on and so forth. But there are some price to pay, but the reward is abundant. And there are three ranks. Al-i'tisam, al-shuhud, wal-wujud. Holding on, and the witnesses that actually testify for you or against you, and finding Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula when you need Him. Ida da'ani, yeah. If they ask of me, I will give them. And so on. We will talk about it, inshallah, according to the Qur'an and Sunnah, and some of the righteous of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een, and some of the righteous of the ulama, that we know that they are righteous ulama, and what is actually known according to us, and some of the examples that we've gone through. So first of all, I want you to think about it. When do you really feel close to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? You're supposed to feel close to that Allah in the salah. So some of the scholars says, if you want Allah to speak to you, read the Qur'an. If you want you to speak to Allah, pray. But why some of us are actually not feeling this closeness to Allah when we pray? Let me give you the example. Imagine you're calling somebody on your cell phone. And you try to call this person. Unfortunately, he's actually calling right now. Unfortunately, you didn't get him. You have his voicemail. What kind of link and how close will you be to this phone when you're talking to a voicemail? Not very close. You're just going to leave a very dry voicemail. Blah, 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 blah. You know the formalities, blah, 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 and that's it. But if you actually, in the middle of leaving your voice, all of a sudden he picks up and all of a sudden your tone changes. Hey, how you doing, Habibi? I miss you, man. What's going on? How you been and all of that stuff? Come and see us. You haven't been and so on. Major difference. What's the difference? The difference for us talking to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula as we're recording a message. And that's exactly what we're doing in the salah. Blah, 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 blah. Same thing. Same thing over and over and over again. We don't understand what we're saying. We don't feel it and we don't live it. So what we're doing? Just aerobics, exercise. But when do you feel close to Allah? Remember in Ramadan, when do you really close? When do you have your tears down? When you raise your hands up and actually have the munajah. You're speaking to Allah. When you actually think that you're speaking directly to Allah. That's exactly the feeling, ya Shaykh, you're supposed to have, my brothers and sisters. When you have this yaqeen, when you have this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah, understanding what Fatiha means, the half and half, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies back to you. And that's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and his sahaba al-Azma'in, he used to actually pause between every ayah and the Fatiha. He was asked why. It's because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah is answering me back. It's not befitting for me to speak when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to me. So he used to pause and listen. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He would pause. Hamadani Abdi. So you understand the link. And you understand how far we are and how some of us are close. May Allah make us among the close to you, Allah. But you have to pay a price and you'll see why. And the ummah is in. But never despair. Wallahi al-hazima kulluha al-nuhzam min al-dakhil. The true disaster is we're actually get beaten from inside. We can get beaten from the outside for reasons. But we should never be beaten from inside. Never cut that link off. The ittisal billah always there. So understanding what that this means, then you have to come back and understand. Give you another example. Remember when you were a child, your father looked like a giant. Remember that? When you were scared, you used to run back to your mother. And if you see something else, you grab the hand of your father. That's it. You feel like what? You're protected. Isn't that amazing? But how if you are actually protected with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah? If you know that is the one, the guardian. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. That's what we talked about. Do you understand why? Now most of us have looked into measuring sticks as a worldly, earthly link. We looked at the measuring stick of success as how much money you have in the bank. What would the world police, and you know what I'm talking about, will think about you? Do you have the golden arches? Did you conform? That's what they're telling you right now. You have to conform with the world, whatever it is that you want to call it nowadays. You know why some people taken off the throne and kept on the throne? Because they've conformed with the measuring stick that they actually tell you to follow. Understand? That's the measuring stick we've taken. But we left the measuring stick that comes from the heavens. We've taken the measuring stick of the creation and we've left the measuring stick of the creator. So, you understand why? Because we have cut off the link. The upload is cut off. The Wi-Fi signal is low, as we talked about it before. So the download is the same. You understand, Akhi? Now think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us examples in Uhud and other battles. And we've given you the examples before. But when they realized they weren't getting the victory, what did they say? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. And then what, ya Allah? وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Get it? They realized why they were not getting the fat. They were not getting the victory. Why? Because they didn't have the weapons? Yes, we said that تَقَدْرَ أَسْبَابِ. We understand that. I understand that. But now what is exactly what's going on? They actually realized that earlier on. So they says, رَبَّنَا, our Lord, the one that in His hand, the loss and the win and the life and death and the treasures and everything. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا. They realized it was our sins. Ya Allah, that is hujub. See, the scholars will tell you every sin that you make is a hijab. There is a veil between you and Allah. Every sin you make, there is a hijab. How do you actually get through that? Come back and tawbah and istighfar and do righteous deeds, but never despair. But how many of us have come back? How many of us have realized on the weapons we have? How many of us have realized that, you know what? Oh, this guy put me on the throne. He's my master now. Because if I don't obey my master, he'll take me out of the throne. You understand? And that's exactly what we did. So it's time for us to cut off the link of the creation and uplink with the creator.
We're not saying be bad and nasty. La wallahi, it's not the khuluq, it's not the sima of a Muslim, a true believer. No, we're supposed to be good leaders, examples. But we're saying our mission stick has to change. Because you know what? Some people have their tasal with the power. I have money, I'm connected. I have this position, I'm connected. I have this type of whatever, beauty, and it doesn't matter. But they haven't thought of the link. That tasal billah is directly. That's the problem. Understand again the story of Uhud. When did we lose it? When we cut off the link. So the support was not there. So it's not really in our own. La wallahi. So we have to come back. You see, there was a sheikh telling him, one of his students, he says, لِكُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ عِقَابٍ. He's, a sheikh is telling his students, be careful, because for every sin, there's a punishment. So this student, one of the students was praying. There was no punishment. About a week passed, 2 weeks passed, 3 weeks passed. He didn't feel any punishment. So in the prayer, as if he was speaking to Allah internally, Ya Rab, asaytuka falam tu'aqibni. He's speaking within himself, says, Ya Allah, I disobeyed you, but he didn't punish me. And as if he heard. I'm saying as if, so don't come back after the khutbah says he's speaking to Habibi, wallahi, understand the meaning, okay? As if he heard. Ya abdi, عاقبتك ولم تدري. Oh my slave, I punished you, but you didn't recognize it. حرمتك لذة المناجاة. Yeah, your punishment? I took off this munajah, this link. When you speak to me, you feel it. So I'm going to give you one measuring stick, أخي يا نختي. When did you lose this link? Did you understand your punishment? Now the punishment is not going to come in materialistic, not necessarily a sheikh. The punishment that you don't feel the beauty of the prayer anymore. You don't have that tear that used to come. It's gone. The heart is hardened. It's no longer soft. The hijab is taken off. The prayer is gone. The jama'ah is gone. Fasting is gone. Wallahi, we hear it. He used to pray. He used to memorize the Quran. My son used to give khutbah in the MSA. My daughter used to memorize the Quran and she would. She used to be, Ya Shaykh. When did we lose it? When we lost the link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand that there is a wisdom in it. Yes, what's going on to the ummah? For sure there's a wisdom. There's a dars. There's a lesson for us to come back and repent to Allah like the predecessors did. Recognize that and not be so ignorant and keep playing the blaming game. It's somebody else, it's not me. It's our leaders. They sold us, man. That conspiracy theory. Ya Ammi, we know. We understand that. But are we going to live in this? Are we going to submerge ourselves and devote our whole lives about the conspiracy theory? And somebody else will take care of it. How about yourself? When did we ever change within ourselves? Why do we blame others and wait for others like we talked about? Isn't it time? It's time, Allah, Ya Shaykh, to say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. This is just the number one, the اعتصام. There is that shuhud and wujud, which we will talk about. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who visit you and follow the best of it. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله فيا فوز المستغفر. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this اعتصام يا شيخ, when you see a girl walking around and you drop, you lower your gaze, that is اعتصام. معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي. You're lowering your gaze and you will feel the taste. Wallahi, the scholars will tell you, if you do what you're commanded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. But you want the karama, but you haven't done the istiqamah. You want this high level, but you haven't gone in the straight path. You want the reward without paying your dues. Like you get a job, listen, Habibi, hire me. Why? I'm a Muslim. Bro, I love you, man. My name is Mo. My name is Queen Latifah. Hire me, my brother, from another mother. This is a sister from another mister. And yeah, you got the job, my man. I love you. Good, good. Then the brother takes the chair and he sits by the door. Habibi, are you going to leave me? No. But I love you. You see, I'm a Muslim like you. Yeah? What happens? You get fired. Because you have to do something to get rewards. You don't just get the job and sit. I understand some of us back home, that's how we get our job. Because I know my uncle's cousin, Dini, and my brother, my sister, blah, blah, blah. Do I have to do anything? No. Just sign here, come at 10 o'clock and leave at 10, and you get your paycheck. That's how we lost it, right, brothers? How we lost it is what? We haven't done anything and we expect everything. SubhanAllah, ajeeb Allah. Now, understanding that is the case, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on, be united, don't be... Okay, how many times did I get the questions, how long is your beard, Sheikh? True stories, wallahi, ya Sheikh, I'm telling you. Like, you know, we have so much stuff on our mind, and this brother made sure, and I mentioned this before, he made sure how long he had to measure, is it over the qabda? Is it, because I can't pray behind you if it's not. He made sure, like, you know what, ya akhi, wallahi, there's 100, how many masajid, Sheikh? How many masajid? Too many masajid in the GTA. And too many imams. Ya Ammi, go pray behind an imam. That, wallahi, it doesn't bother me. May Allah guide me and guide you. Alhamdulillah. Zakah. But he made sure. Wallahi, I was dealing with the brother and the sister going to kill each other in my office. And the brother, and then Sheikh, you know what? I'm so busy. But okay, let me see. Maybe it's an emergency. I pick up the phone. Sheikh, how long is your beard? Because I can't pray behind you. I'm so happy he was on the phone because... Another brother, wallahi ya Shaykh, I'm venting now. This is the therapy session for me. May Allah have me. A brother came to me and said, Shaykh, I have to speak to you about something. Yes, I see something here that is amazing. I can't take it. There's something terrible in this masjid. I have to speak to you. But he was nice though. He spoke to me privately. I'll give him that. He said, Shaykh, you look like a mushrik. Jazakallah khair ya Shaykh. Because your mustache is too big. That's his proof. I said, ya akhi, do you know Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? Of course, because you know he had a mustache, according to the hadith that is authenticated. He had a mustache, he used to actually roll up there and down here when he used to think of something for the ummah or he used to be angry. Was he a mushrik, ya Sheikh? Now, do you know the difference between mutlaq and muqayyad, khas and am, and mansu' and all of that stuff? No idea. But that's all they see, you see? Now, is it half this way, or half this way, or half this way? Yeah, I mean, there's so many things, but what we do is we stick to the weeds. We don't. Wallahi, we have to go up now a little more. Please, don't worry about how short, how this long. Just relax. Okay, just pray, ya Sheikh. Okay? Within yourself. Concentrate on the munajat, concentrate on the tasal billah, and don't worry about anybody else. And that's what we talked about before, the 10 things that we talked about Ibrahim and Adnan radiallahu anh. And that's what we have to do. So, Zi'atasimu, Allah told us what to do. But we're not doing it. So, who do we have to blame? Ourselves. Now, ash-shuhud. The shahid is, you will see the fruit now. Once you do something, you will see it. You will see what happens. You will see the tear that you have in the middle of the night, or the last third of the night, when you actually do in Qiyamul Layl. You will feel it. When you pray, you will know that your body is shaken. When you hear the imam and you hear the ayat, you will actually testify that it's actually there. You will know that you're on the path. You will know whether you're close or not to Allah. So if you're not close to Allah, what are you waiting for? You see, the scholars will tell you, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ اللَّهِ. If you find Allah, لَا يَضُرُّكَ مَنْ فَقَدْ. Nothing will harm you if you lose it, other than if you find Allah. But if you lose Allah, everything is lost. Everything is lost, no matter how much you have. You understand? Now all you have to do is have the measuring stick. Abdi, my slave. Here's what I asked. I created everything for you and I created you for me. So come back to me. Link back to me. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi uladhi, open doors of 24/7. There's nothing there other than that. So all you have to do is keep that measuring stick. Look at your life as we speak. everything, every aspect of your life, is it according to that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to do? Or is it according to a different measuring stick that we think of, and how it is important to us to show off and so on and so forth? Now my brothers, the last statement is that wujud. Now if you go into the i'tisam, you actually held on to the Quran and Sunnah, you did the commands, you will find the beauty, shuhud, witnessing it. You'll find where you are, what company you keep, what you do for a living, your halal money, and you will find it. But then wujud, that's the closest level. You see, they say it's like Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. The highest level, ya Shaykh, wujud, and tajid Allah. To find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dire needs. Give you some examples. Long time ago, you know the story about the man that had to conquer a specific city. And now he would do it before that sun is set. So it says, إِنَّكِ مَأْمُورَهْ وَأَنَا مَأْمُورُ. The sun is commanded. فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. They're commanded to follow in orbit. But I am commanded to conquer and relay the message, and. So he took an oath, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held the sun. And it wasn't then till unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that leader a victory. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu an sahaba, Sayyid al-Ansar, Sa'dain, when he was fighting in the battle, and he was harmed, because Bani Qurayza betrayed the covenant, and he had been hit, and he was bleeding. So he asked Allah for a favor. Ya Rabb, la tamutni hatta taqurra ayni fi Bani Qurayza. Don't take me yet, ya Allah, till I have the apple of the eye, yashfi balili. يَشْفِي سُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Will give me the comfort and the ease. This ill feeling in my heart will be alleviated for those who betrayed us and betrayed the covenant. Not because they are certain followers of a certain religion. No, because they actually did betray the covenant, the treaty that they did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed the blood back. No more. Then he got on his feet again, and he took him back to the battlefield. The story is long, was shahid, but what we're talking about here is that they agreed for him to be the ruler, to be the judge between the two groups, the Muslims and Bani Qurayza. Whatever he decides, they will submit. So he comes in. He says, أَيَمْضِي حُكْمِي عَلَيْكُمْ. Will you accept my ruling upon you? They said, we agreed. Because he was their ally before. So they knew that he was not going to let them down. Then, out of his respect to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, says, أَيَمْضِي حُكْمِي عَلَى مَنْ هَهُنَا. عَلَى مَنْ هُنَا. He says, will you accept my judgment of those who are here? He did not want to say, أَيَمْضِي حُكْمِي عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, will my ruling pass upon those who are here? Meaning Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. He did not want to say, will my ruling be above and accepted upon Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Look at the etiquettes and manners. Accepted. So he ruled from the seventh heaven because he exactly ruled what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ruled by. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, Allahu Akbar. حَكَمَ بِمَا حَكَمَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنْ فَوْقِ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتِ. He ruled what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ruled by from the seventh heaven. Now I'm going to ask you a question, akhi and ukhti. When did you actually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something and you got it? When did you actually, when your back was against the wall and he says, أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ عَلَى مَنْ وَلَاهُ. When did you actually have your back? That's it. All the doors are closed. But the only door that can open is the door of Allah. But you did not knock. on the door. You knocked on everybody else's door except Allah's door. When was the last time, ya Shaykh, you asked for something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to you? Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. I know some of the brothers that they ask Allah for something. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. Door knocks. A brother walks in the door. He says, this is for you. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. I know some of these brothers. Nahsabhum ala khayrun wa zakiya Allah. Wallahu hasibun. You see, if you love someone and he did a favor for you, what are you going to do? What kind of perfume you like, the Shaykh? What kind of itr you like, right? I'm going to Medina, I'm going to Mecca. What do you want? So if you know the itr they like, they will give it to you. What kind of a whatever? You understand that somebody's done a favor for you, what do you do? They will give you something. They will give you chocolate, they will give you whatever it is. Like the Shaykh, Habibullah, he likes rasmalai. As soon as he declared rasmalai, package of rasmalai, just, but we want to keep the Shaykh healthy, inshallah. Easy on the rasmalai, may Allah help you, inshallah. So the point is, when you like somebody, you want to give them what they want. Wallahi, one day, a brother wanted amount of money, a certain amount of money. Uqsimi billah. One brother came into my office, and he says, you know, I have something to tell you, whatever that story was. And he opened his checkbook, and he gave this person of Allah a check with the exact amount that this brother had to pay off. Wallahi, I had tears in my eyes. But he said, I don't know why. I don't know why I picked this number. But inside of me, I know why he picked this number. Because that brother was sincere. That brother had a link to Allah. And he was honest. He wanted to pay off his debt, or. Wallahi. And so many times, I've witnessed it personally, myself. What is the key, my Shaykh, my brothers and sisters? Tussal billah. Don't worry about the rest if you get the one and only on your side. May Allah make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it and come close back to you, Allah, and repent from the sins that is holding us back. Ameen wa akhdawan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salamu ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tamayin. يا رب لك الحمد كن بارج الله لي وجب عظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين وفي الاخرين وفي الملأ العالمين اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمل بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا ومرضى المسلمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله عليه وصحبه وتابعين واقم الصلاه.